This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban are on the brink of total victory in Afghanistan on Sunday, with their fighters ordered to wait on the outskirts of the capital and the government conceding it is preparing for a, quote, transfer of power. The Taliban's militants surrounded Kabul following an astonishingly quick rout of government forces, who proved incapable of holding onto territory without U.S. military support. The fall of Kabul will see the hardline Islamic group take power 2 decades after U.S.-led forces toppled it in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. President Ashraf Ghani, who most expect to resign in days, if not hours, conceded as much, and in a video message urged what remains of his security forces to maintain law and order. There are fears of a security vacuum in the capital, as thousands of police and other armed service members have abandoned their posts, uniforms, and even weapons. The Afghan government signaled earlier there were negotiations underway to avoid bloodshed in Kabul and to hand power to the Taliban. Rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors after a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti, killing at least 304 and toppling buildings in the disaster-plagued Caribbean nation still recovering from a devastating 2010 quake. The epicenter of the tremor rattled homes and sent terrified locals fleeing for safety Saturday morning, about 100 miles or 160 kilometers by road west of the center of the densely populated capital, Port-au-Prince. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says churches, businesses, schools, and homes crumbled in the quake and trapped hundreds of victims under rubble and left at least 1,800 people injured. The U.S. and other nations swiftly pledged support, with President Joe Biden approving immediate aid efforts. This is VOA News.